This piece was brought to you by Roberta's, robertaspizza.com.
Hey, I'm Jimmy Carboni from Beer Sessions Radio. You're listening to Heritage Radio. Broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit Heritage Radio.
Oh, wow.
We might have to capture a new intro soon when this neighborhood officially changes names to Morgantown.
I thought, I've always called it Morgantown.
Yeah, but, you know, give it a few more months, a few more buildings, huge building. When that thing down there opens up.
Oh, that thing,
that
yeah.
Freshman dorm room they're building on Flushing.
It looks nice, right?
This neighborhood will be rebranded as Morgantown.
Cool.
Officially.
I live in East Williamsburg.
That wasn't a thing until like 7 years ago.
No, that wasn't a thing at all. They would have called it Graham Avenue then.
Yeah.
You live on Graham Avenue. Well, which side
East
of Graham
Williamsburg.
Avenue?
East Williamsburg.
That's right. Hot Fresh. Coming to you straight from the horse's mouth, Roberta's Radio, Heritage Radio Network.punk.
It's neighborhood talk on Roberta's Radio.
Yeah, we're just doing a little neighborhood talk, talking about the neighborhood.
When certain neighborhoods start or end, what neighborhoods are better or worse. Which neighborhoods are more worse than they used to be?
Yeah, right, in a gentrified way.
Yeah.
Gentrified, you know? Heat up the oil. Turn on the Tom Waits.
My neighborhood's falling apart.
This thing up.
Carmine's has got a C in the window.
Oh, whoa. What?
I had a piece of pizza there anyway the other day.
Yeah, of course you did.
I think it just adds flavor.
I don't know. I felt kind of... I really thought about it before I walked in. I was like, should I do this? Is this a bad idea?
Did you stand in front of the door and stroke your chin a bit?
Well, I keep looking in, and it seems a lot slower, and none of the dudes that used to work there are there anymore.
Interesting.
So maybe they got a C and cleaned house.
Maybe everybody got too comfortable.
Tell you what, the pizza was good still.
Was it? Yeah, of course. The pizza's good.
Mama Mia.
That's what matters in the end.
Dr. Michael Zoman's with us. He loves Carmine's. He'll go in if there's a C. I mean, the C stands for Carmine, right?
No, like, it stands for here. That's the lowest Below C, you're shut down.
It stands for like food in the hand sink. And like
the fridges are at 52
degrees. One thing's
degrees.
Out of temp. And there's some leaking water somewhere because the pipe's all effed up. Yeah. Pizza's still good. Carmine's, yes. Get on down. Dr. Michael Zoman.
I'm not
going to
eat the chicken parmesan.
Gives
there.
It No. I'll eat the chicken parmesan pizza. And our foreign correspondent, special guest back with us tonight, Matt Walsh.
Hello,
everybody. Thanks for coming down.
No problem.
Thanks for coming down. Dave.
Thanks for hopping over.
Yeah, hopping
across the
over.
Globe.
What's the flight? How long is the flight? Direct. Ooh. I only fly direct.
Ooh. I think it's from L.A. I think it's 15 hours to Sydney.
Oof.
From L.A.?
Yeah.
That's a
direct
stretch.
Flight. Straight over the ocean.
I think
from L.A. to Sydney?
Yeah, I think
so. So then you got the other five to here?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. About that. It's
long,
a long way.
Long, long journey.
20 hours
somebody
in the air.
Stop
smoking, man. <It's> can't smoke anywhere during that
non-smoking.
Journey.
And you're just over the ocean the entire time.
Yeah, man. Straight ocean.
No, thank you.
Maybe over Hawaii.
I would have a heart attack.
Are you in
point.
One of those planes that could land on the water?
No.
Oh, you're
is
in
it,
like a regular plane. Yeah. You're basically on a gas tank is what
a
you're
metal
doing.
Metal tube.
Like eight seats on a gas tank shot across the water.
Does the plane like do the thing over the ocean?
It does.
Ugh.
It's terrifying.
Terrifying. How? What's your altitude?
Ooh.
Cruising.
Flying.
Cruising? 30,000 feet?
Yeah, is it?
Yeah.
Get up there,
get
man.
Get pretty high.
How many kilometers is that?
Ooh.
I think it might be like 10.
Yeah, I reckon.
10,000, I mean.
10,000
kilometers. 10 kilometers
up in the
air.
It might be 10,000 kilometers.
10 kilometers up in the air. Matt Walsh, thanks for coming down.
Anytime.
Yeah, I know. It's great. Great having you. Good having you.
Not anytime, because it takes him 20 hours to get here and 20 hours to get home.
No,
so,
right.
Yeah,
so.
I'm just here for the radio
space
show.
Space it out by like
back on
two
the
or three days at least.
Yeah, he said he was leaving the door last time I invited him on, and he finally got here. So, welcome. Glad you made it. Dave, glad you could make it this week.
Yeah, I'm glad I can make it too. Yeah,
wow. I saw some of those ridiculously photoshopped pictures on the internet relating to where you said you were going to be.
Yeah, that's Kat Johnson. She's really good at Photoshop.
She is, actually, yes.
Tasty mic in there.
Yeah, indeed. Very tasty mic.
Looks like you're laying down in those pictures. Looks like you're having a pretty good time.
Yeah, yeah. It was relaxing.
Relaxing, huh? You know.
Good.
Not like this.
No. We aren't here to relax. If we wanted to do that, we'd go back to the Charleston Food and Wine Fair, but unfortunately it's closed.
True.
For the next 362 days or something, right?
Damn. 64.
I know some guys who are bringing a beer and rock and roll fest down to Charleston. We'll talk about that later on.
We'll talk about that later on in the rock and roll segment of the portion of the show.
Of the
segments of the portion, that's right.
The portion of the thing that is Roberta's Radio.
It's wafer thin, sir. It's wafer thin. Matt Walsh has joined us tonight because we have to do a recap of the Olympics.
The
Winter Olympics, which I thought, well, how cool that they play them when it's winter in Australia. So that works out pretty well.
It's actually ending of summer right now.
And then, yeah, we had that correspondence and you corrected me. Oops, dropped the ball.
Is Australia heavily represented in the Winter Olympics?
No.
Why not?
Interesting.
I don't know. We got more snow coverage than Japan, but we don't really do well on a snowboard.
But what about things that you could do?
It's the alcoholism.
It the alcoholism, really?
And probably casual racism, but there we go.
Whoa.
You know, I'm not trying to... I'm not saying anything about Australia.
No.
Or New Zealand.
No.
Mm-hmm.
But couldn't you pretty much call the Winter Olympics the White People Olympics?
Whoa.
You could.
Basically.
Whoa, that's a hot take.
I mean, I guess there's Michael Koreans. Hot there's take. Koreans. There's Japanese. There's
sure
Chinese.
Are. Sure
but otherwise, we're looking at a pretty...
Mm.
Pretty white... spectrum of athletes, aren't we? Am I wrong
that's
here?
That's a hot take on
maybe
the Olympics,
I'm wrong.
Dr. Michael Zellman.
No, I don't think you're wrong.
That's fine though.
So just a quick question though, Matt Walsh,
fire away.
Can't you succeed at things that can happen indoors? Because they don't throw the curling stone outdoors.
They can.
They don't skate in a figure outdoors.
No. You can't
do that.
The ice isn't smooth enough.
No. You got to have a Zamboni out there every 5-6 minutes. I think smoothing that out.
You do, but I've never known anybody in high school or college that's done curling.
Hockey? What about hockey? Ice hockey?
No, the only people I knew did rollerblading hockey.
Straight hockey.
Yeah. But don't they have...
That seems like a thing Australian people would do to me for some reason.
Street hockey.
Yeah, it seems very
a lot
like,
of streets are closed this afternoon. Big street hockey tournament.
Bunch of
indeed.
Big dudes just... fighting on rollerblades, basically, with a stick, you know?
I mean, for gambling purposes only, what about, like, a kangaroo league or something?
There we go.
You know?
That's just
truly... No, we ride them to the work,
truly
we might as well just...
horrifying and disgusting.
I don't know.
You want to have people fight kangaroos
no,
on rollerblades?
No, they would fight each other. It'd be
like a dog fight, but with kangaroos and rollerblades.
No, they'd be playing the game of street hockey.
Oh, so...
Hold on, I'm wrong. Matt
I'm
going
to call 911. I'm going to call 911 on you right
no,
now.
No, they're not the nicest of things.
I'm calling 911.
Corroborated. For what?
Because what you're saying is sick.
What's the number you're calling? What's the number you're calling?
Triple
zero.
Triple
zero. Triple
O. That's great.
Sure.
0-0-0.
Do, do, do. Right, we have to.
Now, say what they would say.
Like the AMBO?
Yeah.
Oh. G'day, mate. What's your emergency?
Yeah, that's good.
Do you
that's
want the
G'day, mate.
The coppers? Do you want the ambo or
let's put another
you want the fireys? What do you need?
Indeed.
Ambo.
Ambo. Elaborate. Ambo is
ambulance.
Oh.
Ambulance.
And you said the other copper is what's a copper? Copper nope. like the mineral like
no, the police officer.
Oh,
it's a copper.
Copper.
Yeah. Copper.
Copper, not like
so
the
it's
pipes.
Like what do you call a police station? Yeah,
call it a police station.
I call it a cop shop.
Oh, that's good. I call it a slop house because it's full of pigs.
Hot takes, hot and fresh down here. Roberta's Radio, Heritage Radio Network .punk. Dave's with us. I'm glad to see that. Hey, Dave. The last night at Cipriani's.
Why doesn't a crazy person go shoot up a cop shop?
Whoa.
Doesn't that seem like a better use of this violence?
That's the hottest take.
Well, very hot topic.
That is the hottest take ever here.
Sorry. I'll simmer down. Like the lady on Mad TV says.
Yes.
So anyway, yeah, how about that seafood tower at Cipriani's?
Well, the seafood tower was nice, and the veal piccata was to die for. I'm glad I got one for the table.
Try the veal, best in the city.
Yeah, definitely wanted one for the table. Oh, we should probably get into a break.
A break?
Wait, what?
We haven't done the Olympics thing. Is it me? Do you want to kick me off the show?
I thought we did the Olympics.
A break? Look at the clock.
Yeah. Okay. That concludes.
That was the break.
The break. I needed a mental break there. A lot of hot takes. I think I said that thing.
It was a little spicy. I listened to this podcast earlier and it got me enraged. I'm sorry.
Radio Picante.
That's most podcasts do.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, it was a current events one and it's not a good thing to think about.
No. Current events. What are some current events in Australia this time of year?
This will be good.
Summer is ending.
Drunk man does something crazy.
Summer is coming to an
end. Breaking news in Australia. Currently it's summer.
It is currently summer. Winter is coming around. Yes. And it's going to be a freezing cold 50 degrees.
50 degrees centigrade?
No.
That seems pretty hot, Calvin.
Calvin. Sounds pretty hot to me.
Centigrades?
Centigrade? Is that what I said?
Centigrade?
No,
just centigrains.
Grains?
Centigrains. Centigrades? Like, that's how they measure it with grains. They put the grains in the vessel with the water. Yes, they use Bob's Red Mill.
Got
muesli in his car.
Whatever.
Oh, Bob the Bobblehead is in the house tonight.
Holy
kids.
Cow, that's great.
Now that's some breaking news for you. I'll tell you what. Ooh, so summer, what do you do in the summer? You're playing street hockey. You're not watching the Olympics because you don't give a damn.
They're not the winter ones. You like the summer ones, right?
Yeah.
But you have to watch the summer ones.
Let me guess what you guys are good at. Volleyball?
Yes.
Surfing?
Yes.
Surfing an Olympic sport.
Drunk guy fights. I don't think so. Drunk guy fights seven people at once.
Slurs, oh racial slurs. Whilst carrying a VB in hand with a wife beater on and shorts and flip flops.
Drunk guy shouting racist slurs, fights and wins against seven people while holding VB tall.
Good day, mate.
That's
with
it.
Tall neck in his hand. Yeah.
Let's put another VB
tall
back.
Tall neck? Is that long neck?
What are they? What are they? Just say it.
Imagine a tall boy but in glass.
Yeah.
In a
long neck. Instead. I know it from that band. Do you like this band, The Chats?
Never heard of them.
It's really hard.
Do you like that band, Silverchair?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
We talked about that video last time where the lizard people make Silverchair jam in a hot room to collect their sweat.
Yeah, that was great.
They can keep their human form.
Is that still a practice in Australia? Are they still doing that?
The lizard people are mining
your sweat through your labor.
I think that wasn't an Australian thing. I think it was just a thing with Silverchair. It was that one specific thing.
That might still be going on. The Silverchair.
We never know.
They're
kind
performing.
Of faded into.
Yeah. Has anybody seen him in a while?
There we go.
You don't see him at the. What's like the Australian Walmart or something?
Target. Woolworths.
Target heard.
That's great.
That is good. Yeah, you don't see
next
him at
time
Target.
My girlfriend says we need to order something from Target online, I'll say, oh, you mean the Australian Walmart?
The Australian Walmart.
Oh yes.
The only problem is we don't have those electric scooters that you can ride on inside.
Why not?
We just don't have them.
What
if
someone
have
to if someone is
it's the alcoholism.
That's
someone,
it, yeah.
If someone needs we a can't scooter, have drink, scooter to get driving. Around, how do they shop?
Walk.
Walk.
Yeah. It's cold. I love
There's
it.
There's a BB tall neck.
Guess what?
There you go. Walk
maybe
around the
a
supermarket.
Basic human right isn't getting to shop at Walmarts.
Or Targets.
You know? Maybe that's another one of my hot takes.
That's a hot take. Hot and take. Fresh take. Mamma mia. Lots of hot takes tonight.
Hey, I got one more.
All right.
Why is the world transfixed by this moronic sport where you push a rock and then you sweep in front of it?
Yeah.
This is incredible. This is amazing. This is the most incredible, amazing thing I've ever seen in my life. I'm hypnotized by this. I'm transfixed by it. I will do anything for curling.
Yes.
What is going on?
I don't know. I haven't the slightest clue because I tuned in. Matt Walsh,
I tuned in too.
I mean, I was transfixed by it.
I'd rather watch one of those videos where it's just a train driving for like 17
like
hours.
On the train tracks.
Slow TV. I'd rather watch that.
Yes.
Why not?
At least because there's no contest there.
I don't know. I think it's just everybody got behind it.
I think it's...
And it finally...
You know what I think it is?
What do you think it is?
It's a bunch of weak-minded people getting tricked by the media into falling in love with a stupid thing.
Wow. Another hot take.
So they can raise the advertising revenues during the curling segments.
What do you got the oven set at? 375, 400? Because
it's at 550 and it doesn't go up any higher than that.
Ouch, man.
It's technically set at broil, but I know it means 550.
Cooking in the oven at 550, not in the broiler. And you'll be doing it for 40 minutes.
If I put these takes in the broiler, they'll just burst into flames.
They'll disintegrate.
Yeah. The takes are...
hot. Hot takes, hot fresh takes.
The takes are full of flammable gases.
Robust hot takes tonight. Roberta's
Radio. I'm sorry, I don't know
what's
wrong
with me. Powered by Heritage Radio Network.punk. I couldn't, I don't know. Maybe you got into some of that wedding cake over there. It's really hard to say.
No, I'm just on one, I guess.
I guess.
I've got a lot to say.
What was your pregame ritual today?
I got home at 5:10 and scrambled to put a game together.
Okay.
So I was like... doing like a lot of Googling and cutting and pasting as fast as I could.
Right. You're running back and forth in the backfield.
I got on the train.
Evading the tacklers.
I got on the train, and once again, it went one stop and then said it's going to Myrtle Wyckoff, so I had to jump off.
Cool.
But I've been taken to, I turned my headphones down one click in volume 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
And now this week I turned them down one more click.
So you're trying to get quieter?
I'm trying to listen to music quieter. So I heard the thing.
Nice.
I could clearly hear it.
Yeah. Oh, you're awesome. Talking about in places where you might want to be.
No,
listening.
Just all the time. I listen to music like turned up one click down from the top.
Right.
The
you were talking about how you were listening to who were you listening to?
Complete
walking
strangers
around with a scowl on your face.
Oh,
listening to
Christian Death.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I had to go do chores on 34th and 6th Avenue.
Oh wow.
Oh,
chores.
Sounds
what
like
are you
the
doing?
Dream.
Your laundry up there? What are you dropping off your
They
dry
got everything
cream?
Up there, man. I can buy my shoes. They got an H&M, Trader Joe's. Moscot, I get my glasses.
Oh,
heavy,
yeah, there
adjusted.
You go. Go saw Moscot.
I get off at 6th Avenue and I just walk up and back down and can do everything I need to do in Manhattan in
one go.
Yeah.
Nice.
My one stop shop.
Matt Wallace, before you leave town, go to saw Moscot.
I'm sorry. I went from being way too on to turning this into some kind of like fireside chat. I was like, I should calm down.
I'm trying to humanize you right now because there's a lot of people out there that are not happy with your updates. Dave, just tell him, give him a sample of what the critic board is reading, what the old troll board says.
I'm just a regular person who scowls around 34th and 6th Avenue, blasting Christian Death at full volume into his headphones, going in and out of H&M's and Uniqlo's, buying socks, underwear, and jeans.
I got to tell you, the one-star reviews are pouring in right
now. Yes. Mm. And that's only because there's nothing lower than a one-star review. You can't give negative stars. You have to give at least one. Hey, at least you got one though. Screw it.
Better than nothing.
Screw it. People
frick
don't like,
off.
People don't like what you're saying. Just say it louder than them.
Yeah, you know what? That is honestly the key to success right now.
I mean, come on.
I mean, it really is.
Come on, ref.
Be the loudest mouth.
What game are you watching?
Be the assest jack. Be the loudest mouth.
Yes, indeed. Or don't, you know.
All right, I think now maybe it's time to take that break we were going to take 10 minutes ago.
Uh-oh, we got these turned up again tonight on Roberta's Radio, powered by Heritage Radio Network.punk. Get us out of here for a moment, Dave. We got to cool this guy down with some ice, dry ice.
My name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
That is correct.
Thank you, Heritage.
The eponymous radio program.
You nailed that full EQ, Dave.
Nailed it. Nailed it, Dave. Tell him. Tell him, Dave.
Yep, that was all done live.
That was done live.
That commercial was mixed live.
He was playing guitar to a drum track he programmed on a drum machine.
Yeah.
It was totally awesome. There was a fog machine. There was a strobe light.
He used the microphone on his phone to record that at a guitar center. I believe it was the downtown Brooklyn Guitar
Center. Is that a true story?
No, I don't know.
Oh, wow. I'm so dumb.
I gullible.
Look up the definition of dumb idiot in the dictionary.
And your face will just show up.
Yeah, exactly.
And you'll be right there. Mike Zillman.
That's right, the dumb idiot.
It'll say, see, freaking moron.
Yeah, that's right. The perfect stranger, Dr. Michael Zillman.
Giving himself the stranger.
Matt Walsh is with us tonight.
Hello, everybody.
Flew in on a plane. It was a gas tank, really. Yeah, it was a gas tank with a couple seats on it.
Oh, come on. Let's not talk about planes like that.
Yep. No way. Let's not.
I have to get on a plane this year. I'm not happy about it.
When?
Why?
I have a voucher for 1 year for a flight.
I canceled
a flight, and they weren't going to give me my money back, so I relentlessly pursued them on Twitter like an animal, and then they finally gave me all my money back. Wow. It was awesome.
Like a rabid internet animal.
Like a crusade.
Days and days.
Wow.
And I got my money back.
Lambasting even.
My cat was too sick for me to go on vacation.
All in capital letters.
Give me my money back.
All caps. Matt Walsh, with your constant, near constant, flying back and forth across large bodies of water. What's your frequent flyer miles look like now?
Ooh. Quite a while, actually.
Yeah, what do you got? How much you got in there?
I actually haven't checked for a while.
Can you check right now?
No, actually.
Why not? Phone doesn't do that.
No. What's the distance between here and America?
I mean, what's the distance between anywhere?
Between here and America? 0 miles, my man.
Between here and Australia.
Hey, you found it, bud. The streets are paved with gold here.
That's right. That's right.
Streets are paved with the carcasses of dead rats and pigeons here.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Well, Google is showing me in 15,000 kilometers.
Yeah. How much in a mile? How many kilometers in a mile?
2.2.
2.2?
30,000 miles. There we go.
That's what you got? That's what you got racked up?
That's what he needs.
That's what you need.
Well, when I fly back, it'll be 40,000 miles.
Goodness gracious.
It'll be a good distance.
Yeah, you're getting free flights. You got a hound Aussie Airways on the Twitter.
Yeah, I should. Just all caps.
Actually, you should. All caps.
Yeah, I've won.
Anyway, I should go.
I think if you want anything in this world, you take to Twitter with all caps.
Yeah, Domino's, I think that's just how you should go in all life.
Domino's forgot my cheesy bread, and there I relentlessly go. Pursued them on Twitter for
all in caps.
Weeks and weeks, and got a $60 gift card.
Fuck yeah. $60
for my $6.
Oh, language! You lost the game.
Sorry,
but you know what? It was in a jubilation to my triumphant victory over the Domino's Corporation.
It was merely for emphasis and not for vulgarity.
I also got a free toaster oven when mine broke.
Oh, that's
wow!
By hounding Black and Decker on Twitter
like a rabid dog.
Like a warthog.
Wow. This seems like how I should get everything in my life.
That's all I
just
use Twitter for
people
anymore. I used
Twitter.
To use Twitter to be funny. Now it's just for...
Just hounding.
Yeah.
You could be funny elsewhere.
Yeah, right now.
Like on the radio.
Right here, right now.
Yes, Roberta's Radio, powered by HeritageRadioNetwork.punk. That's where you can get wild and funny. You don't need to be funny on it.
You can get wild as long as you don't curse.
As long as you know you can get as
wild.
Wild
as watch your mouth.
Not cursing will allow you to get. That's right. It's a one-way ticket to Funsville. Indeed. But when you're on Twitter, that's business.
Dave, what's the next topic?
You're asking me?
Yeah. Dave, we told you what we were going to do before the show started.
You demanded to know.
Dave?
You took no notes? You didn't take no notes?
History of
the written word?
That's right.
Oh, there we go. Thank you. Thank you for the lead-in, Dave.
Impressive work,
wonderful.
Dave.
Thank you. Oh, that's right. Tonight, Roberta's Radio, powered by HeritageRadioNetwork.punk. I'm getting a beer for every time I say that, so I'm saying it a lot tonight. I got them all in front of me.
Heritage Punk.
Things like that will go to the judges, you know.
Heritage
Punk. Put it in the vocal, you know, atomizer.
Heritage punk. What's that? Like folk heritage, punk?
Yeah, it's like old punk. Like heritage. When I play my
Uncle Tupelo, Uncle Tupelo LPs on 45.
No, I think it's...
come on, give me that one.
No, I'm not giving you that. Come on.
Dang it.
You get nothing.
You get nothing. Yes, you get nothing.
I put my Bonnie Prince Billy on 78. It's heritage punk.
No, my own 78. Anyway, my Victrola on my gramophone.
We're talking about the written word.
Recorded I'm
word.
Sorry. Tonight on Roberta's Radio, powered by HeritageRadioNetwork.punk, we bring you a brief history of the written word.
Ooh.
This sounds very formal.
That's right, kids. Gather round. It's time for a lesson. So a lot of people don't know that in the beginning, there was only the spoken word. And all you did every day was just talk. Talking.
Like we are now.
Talking, like we are now even. Just talking, man. They're just constantly flapping their gums. That's where phrases like flapping your gums, chewing the fat. Because they'd have to put something in there to kind of dull the drone. The cacophony of constant word.
Cacophony.
Blah 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 blah.
There was a hum, all across the world.
A din
of a hum. I'll tell you what, a humdinger of a din of a hum.
And then the written word came.
Well, and then somebody said, "All right, enough.
Let's write this down."
But it was, you know, it wasn't like that. The prevailing attitude was that the spoken word was the only way to do it. You know, there was no option, no choice.
And thus he spoke.
To others. I said, hold on, man. We got to go underground. We got to go underground and be clandestine. We got to start writing stuff down. You know what? We're not even going to talk. We're not going to say a word to each other. We're going to sit in a quiet little room and
pass
just
write. Pass each other notes.
Right. Pass each other notes. Good out on the streets, in the Targets, in the Walmarts.
In the pizza kitchen.
That's right. Everywhere. You know,
Wherever you may be.
In
jail.
Everywhere.
In an old folks home.
Yeah. Mm. Or worse. In some gilded cage up high upon the mount.
Ruby Ridge.
Yeah. Yeah. A little bighorn, man. Wherever.
The FBI just shot your child.
Yes. Yes.
You're running out of canned goods.
From Doomsday Preppers to the Alien Gonzalez.
It's just like the flat earthers, everybody.
Well, that's why they finally had to curve the earth.
Passing the notes.
Mm. Yeah, well, they're passing the
notes.
They
curved the earth because of the sound?
Because of the sound.
Yeah, I can imagine.
The wind would blow, and it would blow the sound. And if you lived on the wrong end, the business end of the earth at that point.
Yeah, so I was hearing what you were telling me. So you would be speaking here in America, and I was hearing you in Australia.
At the edge of the world, it's just like every echo of every word ever spoken.
Right. It was just a constant... Yeah.
On the business end, on the back end, you don't want to be there.
No, it's terrible.
If a man went there, the sound would bore holes in his ears, and his brain and blood would come out through the holes, and he would die.
Yes.
That's it. That's how we die.
Yeah. Absolutely true.
Ininhabitable parts of the
absolutely
flat
true.
Earth.
Mm. Absolutely true.
That's exactly how it sounds.
That is the earliest known recording of someone having that happen to them.
Yes.
By the sound.
From millions of years ago.
Yeah, they called it the sound.
The sound. Yes, the sound was heard. So then this guy got wise. He's like, look, let's go underground. Let's have clandestine
meetings.
Because
they didn't want them to stop talking.
No, they wanted him to keep talking.
The people in power made all the money off all the talking.
Yeah, they did.
All the talking.
They used still the sound to make the money.
That's right. They still do. All caps on Twitter. What do you think that means, Matt Walsh?
Exactly. Just constant talking.
That's right.
Money making. Jeez.
That's right. So one man said, hey, we got to get out of this place if it's the last thing we ever do. Mm. We got to go underground.
We got to start writing.
That's right. And so they wrote, scribbled furiously even.
Anything they could get their hands on.
That's where the mechanical pencil comes from this age,
because
they were running through pencils so fast. They couldn't get down the words fast enough. So they had to have something that would just keep pumping lead through it, you know, and then they did, the hand never stopped.
Moleskin was invented then.
Moleskin was another product of the times. Post-it.
Exactly.
Highlighter.
Whiteout as well.
Whiteout we was, yes, big invention of that.
And then Julius Caesar discovers that they're writing. People in the villages are writing down all of the words sudden, all that of a sudden should be spoken instead walk of speaking
out,
them.
You'd walk outside and it was noticeably quiet.
You'd leave the
quieter.
City and it would be quiet. Yes. And you'd go to the village quiet. And no one's speaking.
No one's speaking. So what's going on?
Well, I know what to do.
Mm. What?
Let's kill every male baby of all the poor people. And that'll teach them a lesson that you got to speak and not write.
Yep. Mm. You got to start speaking up for yourself. So there was some of that. But the written word continued. Some people even made it into an art form.
Oh, wow.
Some people made it into a job where all they did was write. They were co-opted, one could say. And then some turned it into, now I just speak all day and dictate to the writer, the dictatee.
And some people like me took it to just, now I just speak all day for no reason at all.
Absolutely, on Twitter in all caps. Yeah,
and just anytime anyone says anything, or also if no one has said anything.
Precisely.
You just speak.
Yes.
Hey, man, there's somebody out there listening.
Because
boys.
Nobody's saying it. You can't react to it.
Hey.
Just get out there and speak.
The word not spoken may be the word thus that shast have been the word that shine brought you good fortune.
Ah, wow. Indeed.
That's indeed. All recorded.
That's right. Words to live by.
Do you ever just like write things down sometimes?
No,
I think
don't.
You should. I really think you should.
He's not one of those.
I don't believe in
you
writing.
You don't believe in the written word?
Frankly, I don't like it.
Okay.
It makes me very uncomfortable.
No, some critics of the written word said that when you write the word down, it takes a part of your soul.
Oh.
And they also shied away from photographs. They said the same thing about those. Whiteout was blasphemy, and pencil erasers were only good for lobbing at the writers.
They burned all the paper.
They burned all the paper. That's where they found out that.
And then the paper people just made more.
451 degrees Fahrenheit is the optimum.
Well, there was that book, right?
They wrote a book about burning books, which is, meta. Now, real quick, Matt Walsh.
Yeah, fire away.
In centigrains, how hot is 451 degrees Fahrenheit?
Ooh, wow.
I mean, that's hot.
200, yeah, it's pretty hot.
Pretty hot. Yeah, it is pretty hot.
190?
Yeah, roughly.
Really?
Well, I actually don't know.
Thus concludes the lesson of the history of the written word. Can you play the outro music, please, Dave?
Please, Dave. Thank you.
Oh, that's fantastic.
This is the Roberta's Radio Lecture Series, that's Volume 1. History of the Written Word.
History of the Written Word. Thank you.
Published by Roberta's Radio, LLC.
Yes.
Trademark Roberta's Radio, copyright.
Underscored by HeritageRadioNetwork.com.
Oh,
written
that
permission is required.
Yes.
To reproduce this material.
Please.
Reproduce.
Yes,
sorry.
Reproduce.
A little slip of the tongue there.
Yeah, that happens.
Now,
express written consent is what you need to ever perform this, not in its original context.
Cue up a lightning round game music, please. It's the next Foley cue. That was a good new segment. It was a good new segment.
It was.
It's one of the best segments we've ever done.
It was a new segment, their lecture series.
You got to go back to a favorite now. Lightning round. Lightning round game.
Okay, you guys. This one's going to be fun. Are you guys ready to play the lightning round?
I am ready.
All right. You're here with your host, me, Mark Norman.
That's right.
And we're on lightning round.
Nice.
Presented by Roberta's Radio.punk. I'm here with Eric. From Northwest Indiana.
That's right. Originally.
Hammond, Indiana.
Originally.
Eric, tell us a little something about yourself.
Oh, well, I'm a fun-loving guy. I like to cook a lot at home. I like to get up early in the morning, really conquer the day. I'm a carpe diem.
Okay. Now, we're also here with Matt Walsh.
G'day,
from
everybody.
The Man Down Under.
That's it.
I'm sorry. I don't know exactly what city you're from.
Melbourne.
Melbourne.
That's it.
That's a city on the river, right?
Yeah.
in the Bay?
It is.
That's great. Tell us a little something about yourself. A little less than what Eric said, though. He said too much.
A bit more. Well, I'm just a fun-loving guy. If you can't handle me at my best, then you don't deserve me at my worst.
I love it.
I think I'm just ready to go. I love making pizza, and I'm ready.
All right.
I'm ready for this lightning round. Let's fire away.
I'm ready.
Okay, it's a lightning round game. Eric, I'm going to name a sport, and you're going to try and tell me what the sport is. Matt Walsh,
okay.
I'm going to name a classic piece of Australian literature, and you're going to tell me what it's about.
Please go.
Eric.
Yeah.
Round one.
Yeah.
Bo Taiyoshi.
Tai Bo with Billy Blanks.
Wrong.
Ouch.
It's a Japanese pole down. 150-person teams compete against each other. 75 attackers, 75 defenders. The goal? Get to the other end of the field and knock down a giant pole.
Nice. I got to look into that. That's the next curling. Literature.
Matt
That's
Walsh.
The next curling.
The book is Voss.
It is about an Australian battling the wilderness after coming from the First Fleet and about how he conquered Australia.
Correct.
Yes.
It kind of looks to me like it's a Aguirre kind of story about an explorer gone mad who like goes to his death into like the middle of Australia.
Yeah, from hearing all those voices coming across.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah. Very good, dude.
Very cool. Man versus nature.
Okay, Eric.
Yeah.
Gaga.
Oh, that's the sport that involves watching as many Lady Gaga performances as you can.
Wrong.
Ah.
It is a form of dodgeball played in an octagon where you must strike below the knee.
What? What is that? Like Columbus, Ohio bylaws?
Matt Walsh.
Oh, yeah.
The Harp in the South.
That is about a traveling man who spends only his time in Tasmania with his best friend and lover, his cousin, playing the harp as they travel around only Tasmania.
Incorrect. It's about a Surrey home neighborhood after World War II.
Awesome.
Yeah. Second generation Irish family. Alcoholic father.
That sounds about right now. I'm sorry.
Suffering mother. Suffering siblings. Razor gangs. Prostitutes.
Yeah, razor nuns.
Racial tension between Anglos, Jews, Aboriginals, and Chinese.
So are you saying 21st century Australia, or are you talking about post-World War II?
Wow.
That sounds pretty... Post,
yeah.
20th century.
Yeah, wow.
It's too bad. All right, Eric.
Yeah.
Buzkashi.
Oh, wow.
This is the national sport of Afghanistan.
Yes, this...
I actually think I know what that is.
Matt Walsh for the steal.
Matt Walsh for the steal. Where you ride on a horse and you play... So you fight two teams and the goal is to get a sheep carcass from one end of the field to the other through the goals.
Correct. You two teams of men on horses compete to grab a headless goat or sheep carcass and throw it across a line at the other end of the field.
I don't know how I know that.
No, yeah, you do. Yeah, spill it.
Matt Walsh, Cloud Street.
This is about an Melbourne man who spends all his time drinking and fighting with his cousins, talking about racial slurs and thinking that he was in a better place.
Chronicles the lives of two Perth families from 1940 to 1960.
I should really read more Australian literature.
Eric.
Yeah.
Passapollo.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry. Passapollo. I pronounced it with like some vivid rock.
Pass the polio.
Passapollo.
Passapollo.
Yeah, I'm not sure how to say it. It wasn't Passapollo.
That
was giving you the wrong... That was my mistake.
How many L's at the end? One
two
or two?
L's.
Passapollo.
No, it's not that though. Paulo.
Passapollo.
It is from the Nordic world.
Oh, wow. I was going to say like Argentinian or Chilean perhaps.
Ooh, I might know.
Arctic world. Passapollo. That is about who can boil their fish the best.
Okay, Matt Walsh for the steal.
Is this about where they, like, it's not pole vaulting, but they run up a pole and it's...
No, it's not.
Okay,
that.
My bad.
It's Finnish high-pitch baseball.
Oh, God.
They, like, throw the ball up.
Into
and I guess
air.
It dramatically changes, like, the dynamics of a game of baseball. You
cool.
have a lot more time to get ready and, like, hit the ball.
Interesting.
Yeah.
High-pitched baseball.
A more boring version of baseball.
Scandinavian world.
All right. Matt Walsh.
Yes.
Came back to show you I could fly.
Wow. A Perth man returns to his hometown in central Victoria to sweep a woman
incorrect.
Off his feet.
This is the story of a...
Hold on, for the steal?
Yeah, okay.
Can I come in for the steal?
Yeah, you can come in for the steal.
What's the title again?
Came back to show you I could fly.
This is about a young Aboriginal child who had to leave, who was forced to leave their native land. And then was assimilated by the white culture predominant at the time.
Okay, wrong.
Back,
incorrect.
My bad. I must have got it confused with something.
It's the story of an unlikely friendship between an 11-year-old boy and a 20-year-old drug-addled pregnant woman.
Wow. Australia is really shining through with its literature today.
Okay, Eric. Bosa ball.
Bosa ball?
Yeah.
Bosa ball.
Yeah.
That's got to be like, French baseball.
It is a six-touch form of volleyball where you have six touches of the ball before you have to get it over the net.
Yeah.
Played on a giant trampoline, and you can use any part of your body.
Hold
your
on.
Chest, yeah. You can kick, your
oh,
knees.
Wait, hold on. Oh, wait.
What country is this from?
That's from Spain. Matt Walsh.
Yes.
My brilliant career.
It's about a young Australian man who makes pizza. His entire life within Melbourne, and all he does is live and breathe pizza.
It's a young woman in rural Australia, published in 1901, and it's kind of like a early feminist work of fiction. She's a heroine. She demands to be respected. She works hard, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Eric.
Yeah.
Shin kicking.
This is where one combatant kicks the shins of another combatant.
Yes, Eric has received his first point
yes.
of the game. Do you know the article I read says that this was popularized by immigrants coming to the U.S. from the U.K.
around when?
I don't know. It didn't say. Okay, shins Matt Walsh.
Kicking. Yes.
Last question of the game.
Let's go.
The slap.
Oh, this is great. This is about
I love this. I'm so glad to find out this was an Australian book.
Oh, yeah. I remember reading the book and watching the TV show. It's a book and it's a ripper TV show, too.
So this is also movie pick of the week.
It is. So it's about...
Yeah, even though it's a teleseries,
so
that's fine. That's
this,
fine.
It's your classic afternoon Barbie at a mate's place, and these two kids are just running amok. Absolute terror kids, like I see here at work. And a guy's just had it. Absolutely had it with his kids. And he decides
it's
to
like
take
falling
it in.
Down.
Exactly. He decides to take it into his two own hands and just slap one of them.
He slaps a kid who's not his own kid.
It's like full on backhand, and it's all the fallout as a regards to that. And it brings up so many
and
more
I think,
issues.
Isn't he like someone's boyfriend or something? He's not
so.
Even directly related to the family.
No, he's kind of like that guy that kind of just hangs on around the edges of conversations and he decides to slap these kids.
Yeah. The slap.
He's a punisher.
Okay, so Matt Walsh wins the game.
Damn.
It's a landslide.
I tried my best.
You did. You did try.
Hey, I'll drink to that.
So will I.
I was like just Googling classic Australian literature. I don't know if any of those were like good or not.
The Slap's good. That's a great
the
book.
Slap
the Slap's good.
Good.
Yeah. When was that written?
Oh, recently, 2012.
Yeah.
I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It was an NBC miniseries.
Right.
Though.
They turned that around really quickly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They sure did.
Nice work. Nice work, Hollywood.
We watched the first episode where the guy slaps the kid and we didn't watch anymore. I just
That's like the
see,
only action
I just
in the.
I wanted to see him slap this kid. I thought it was.
Did
so
they show
funny.
The slap?
I don't even remember if they actually showed it or not. I know I watched
I think
right?
so.
It's
I
powerful,
think they do.
Powerful stuff.
The premise is so ridiculous.
That's, I like the title and what it. I mean.
It's interesting, though.
It's like shin kicking.
It's like.
Shin kicking of
it's like
books.
Eight stories told by from eight different perspectives
right.
of like I think four people or whatever people on different sides, people on
right,
other
right,
sides,
right.
you know,
mm. people not directly involved, people directly involved. Yeah,
yeah, that's great.
Yeah, the aftermath, the butterfly effect of an action.
My
like
sister's
that.
Boyfriend slapped my kid, but we're all like 40 years old, or something like that.
There's a lot
you
of
know
slapping
I mean?
Going on in the old control room over there, Dave. What's going on?
All right, Dave, what do you think?
I mean, seriously.
About what?
Was it a good one?
Tell us.
Oh, you want to talk about this on air?
Yeah.
Definitely.
It was pretty good.
It was
our triumphant return.
Tonight. Yeah.
We did it. Even Dave approves. Yeah. Thanks, Dave, for approving.
Thanks for playing applause for yourself.
The check's in the mail. Yeah, it's a standing O for Dave. He's back.
You nailed
yeah.
it, Dave.
Yeah. And whatever can't be done, Kat Johnson will just Photoshop and post. So feel pretty confident about that.
Is there some kind of like audio Photoshop?
Yes, there is. It's a very like, we're not talking about it. We're only writing about it. We're not talking about it. You'll have to get past a note in the streets of the city. Yeah, indeed. All right, we're going to get out of here. Dr. Michael Zimmerman, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For bringing your old character, Mark Norman, back.
Hey, and thanks. He was the high-energy host of the lightning round.
He was, yeah. And it's I know it's something that you had to drop for personal reasons, and it was taking its toll. It was a difficult time for you, so I really appreciate
it's
that.
It's still my username on that weed service that we get from.
Mark Norman, that's
great. The last remnant of the Mark Norman name that still exists in my life.
I thought that was your Twitter handle as well. Just kidding.
He's the last
one. No, I think that's, what is it, Mike Zornam.
That's good.
All in capitals,
too. Just so they won't like tie it too directly to you. You got to keep yourself like a couple degrees separated. Matt Walsh, wow.
Thank you so much.
You could probably tell all of your friends and your family in Australia, and they'll listen, and then we're going to start to be as big in Australia as we are currently in Japan.
I hope to find a whole new audience for this show, this episode.
Yeah, fantastic. We're definitely looking for a whole new audience, and that's not to say that we're exploiting you or your culture or your background in any way. Like, we would never do that, because we're pretty cool guys.
You are.
And,
I think we would give you a harder time about being from Australia last time.
Mm. I think we did.
I think so.
I think every time that you do it, it'll just get easier and easier. And
I'm becoming more comfortable with your kind. So
that's that perseverance.
We're learning to tolerate.
Hold on. I just like to read from my notes.
It's not that I don't want to like you. It's that it just makes me really uncomfortable.
Hold on. Where is it here? Where is it here? So yesterday, I'm sitting down to dinner. Dave and I are just sitting down. I had just ordered the veal piccata for the table so we could share for the table. And Matt Walsh texts me. My assistant comes over and says, "You have a text." And I said, "Well, what does it say? Who's it from?" And she says, "We still on for radio tomorrow, Arvo." And I say, "Yes." I say, "WTF does Arvo mean?"
He means when should he arrive?
No, he means afternoon. Like Arvo. Oh. He's giving me
Arvo?
Some Australian slang here.
Ambo, I can get behind, I guess.
I accidentally hit the back button because it's a Samsung and not a iPhone.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
This guy had a smashed up iPhone 4S for like six years.
For 4 years, and then I saw the light, kids.
Yeah, now you're like a phone snob.
Now he's an iPhone man.
Arvo, afternoon, wow. Barbie, BBQ.
There you go.
Bogan, Hick, Yokel, bottle shop, liquor store, Dunny, toilet. Good day. Done. Good day. Hello.
Good day.
How are you?
Good day.
Crikey. OMG.
Do you ever text Crikey?
Yes, maybe. Cool. Once.
Stoked. That's very a good pleased idea. I like / it. Happy.
Crikey.
What about heaps, lots, or loads? And personally, my favorite, mate. Friend or buddy.
Mate.
Yeah, I say mate. No,
we're all mates here.
I've started to say mate where I just say, "What's up, mate?" I don't even use an Australian accent. Yes. It's getting
weird. He says, yes. I said, "WTF does Arvo mean?" He says, "Afternoon. Another case of the language barrier I face." I thought it was so poetic. I think I'm going to have it needle pointed onto something.
Another case of the language barrier I face.
That's right. There we go. Right.
Fantastic.
Will you spit a beat for me?
No, me? No. No.
Do you want to do it?
It's just another case of the language barrier I face.
Wow. That's it.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's just in that style. So let's go ahead and...
Dave, should we keep on going? What do you think? I mean,
I
feel like the momentum is hot.
Wrap up
here. I think we got some good stuff brewing still.
No, the baby's tired. It's cranky. It's tired. We got to put it to bed.
We just wrapped a little.
Yeah, that's obviously...
I was a witness.
Yeah, obviously we've...
Oh, we've rapped before.
We've rapped before. They won't even play it.
We wrote a rap and rapped the station ID, and they never used it.
They've never used it.
Heritage Radio.
Oh, it was one of the. It was a real shining.
It was like how
from
two
a couple of guys,
35-year-old white guys,
music.
Are trying to rap, and they're like, boop, 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 boop.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
What does that mean?
Here.
Does that mean we got to leave? You trying to kick us out of here now, Dave? Oh, I'm sorry. We should
to accompany your freestyle.
Oh,
I think he wants us to keep going.
Oh,
then.
Wow. What about a little poetry slam? We're good at that.
That's the bongo fully cue, Dave.
That's right. Next week on Heritage Radio Network .punk's Roberta's Radio serial program.
Slam poetry.
Probably some slam poetry. We should probably get into the archive a little bit. I went up in the attic and I pulled some lost shows, some lost episodes out.
Got the dust out of the way.
Yeah, so we might play one of those, and who knows, maybe another lecture series. Just tune in for some hot, fresh Roberta's Radio, powered by HeritageRadioNetwork.punk, next Tuesday.
As fresh as the pizza from the Roberta's Pizzaiolos.
Yeah, that's right. It's hot and fresh. It's 900 degrees in that oven. That's hot and fresh.
60 to 90 seconds.
It's hot and fresh. Don't burn yourself. Get a little butter. Go get a stick of butter. And let's listen to Roberta's Radio, Tuesdays. Some Tuesdays. Maybe not all Tuesdays, but most Tuesdays. Good night.
Traveling in a fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women glow.